It's time for Rhema for Today.
Well, then, how does faith come to be filled or baptized with the Holy Ghost? Same way it comes to be saved, by hearing what the Word of God has to say on the subject. You know, in my own individual case, I was saved, and you know, the thought never occurred to me to doubt when it comes to salvation. Now why? Well, I'd heard it preached all my life.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Today you'll hear more from Kenneth E. Hagin on his teaching, The ABCs of Bible Faith. Next, on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
I believe there is a God. I believe God is. Now he said, tell me what to do next. Why, in a few moments' time, we had him born again. Hallelujah. A little later on, I laid hands on him. He's baptized in the Holy Ghost and began speaking with other tongues. I laid hands on him and ministered healing to him. We closed the meeting and went our way. The next year, January of 1957, we were back in the same church. Only difference is Dr. Duffield had gone to Vancouver, B.C., Canada, and was pastor of the First Four Square Church there. And we'd been up there and preached for him for 3 weeks. And now then, Brother Johnson was pastor of this church. And so we got there and we stayed in the parsonage with the pastor and his wife, my wife and I. And one of the first things Brother Johnson said to him, said, Brother Hagin. Now, of course, he wasn't there last year, but he knows about it now. He said, the little fella and he called his name that got saved last year. You know him? I said, I don't know who you're talking about. Oh, he said he had a severe heart condition. He was an agnostic. Oh, I said, yeah, I remember him. Well, he said he got saved here and baptized with the Holy Ghost. And he got healed. He went back to the same heart specialist and he couldn't find a thing wrong with his heart. In fact, he said, you've got a brand new heart. He said, that doctor told him, said, I'll tell you one thing, somebody up there likes you. Well, he said, right on the same street, just two blocks down the street was Assembly of God Church. Said he went down there and joined Assembly of God Church. Didn't bother the Four Square pastor at all. You know, we oughtn't to be so concerned where folks go, as long as we can get them in the kingdom. I said, we ought to be out for the kingdom. Amen. The kingdom of God. Hallelujah. But he said, he goes down there to church. And he said, but he called me and told me about his testimony. And he wants to see you. I said, fine. And so we saw him and fellowship with him. And he's still on fire for God and in health. Hallelujah. Well, you see, that was an unusual experience, but it's absolutely the truth. You can argue all day long with him whether there's a God or not. Never prove to him there's a God. You can argue with him all day long and debated with him whether the Bible is the Word of God or it isn't the Word of God. It's true or it's not true. But I'll tell you the truth about the matter. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. And I just said, Lord, take that verse. I didn't give him any more, but that verse is enough. Glory to God. Take that verse and open his heart. How did he get faith to be saved? I mean, an agnostic, not even sure there is a God. Don't know when I believe it. Well, it was the Word that did it. And the Holy Ghost took that Word. In fact, the Word of God is already anointed. Amen. The Word of God is alive. It's quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Hebrews 4:12 said, the Word of God is quick, alive. That's what it means, quick, alive. Amen. Sometimes, you know, somebody said, well, I cut my fingernail, you know, down to the quick, you know. Well, you're cutting your nail, you got down there, you know, where there's alive, where you felt it, you see. And so that's what it means, quick. The Word of God is quick and powerful. It's quick. It's alive and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, dividing asunder of spirit and soul. And that one little verse I gave him, got down there, blessed God, and divided asunder his spirit and soul. Over in his soul was his intellect, arguing and a fussing. But it divided his spirit from his soul, and his spirit, blessed God, came to know God. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Well, then, how does faith come to be filled or baptized with the Holy Ghost? Same way it comes to be saved, by hearing what the Word of God has to say on the subject. You know, in my own individual case, I was saved, and you know, the thought never occurred to me to doubt when it comes to salvation. Now, why? Well, I'd heard it preached all my life. I've gone to Sunday school and church all my life. I cannot remember the first time I ever went to church. I have no recollection in my lifetime of not going to church. I can't remember the first time I went to church. I just brought up in church. I can't remember the first time I prayed. I prayed all my life. Now, that don't make you a Christian because you went to church and because you prayed. Because I prayed, and I prayed every night. I said my prayers and even read the Bible. But on the bed of sickness at 15 years of age, I come to find out I'd never been born again. I got born again. But when I did call upon the Lord, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. The thought never occurred to me, he might not hear you. Now why? I had heard all my life the scriptures on the subject. And I believed them. And so the thought, I'll be honest with you. I don't know how to relate to people that have so much doubt about salvation. And then after you got saved, the thought has never occurred to me in 51 years. I was born again this past April the 22nd, 51 years ago. Hallelujah, in the south bedroom, 405 North Cottage Street, Saturday night, 20 minutes to 8 o'clock. And from that day to this, in 51 years, the thought never occurred to me you might not be saved. Maybe you're not a Christian. Maybe you're not saved. The thought never occurred to me if Jesus was to come, you might not make the rapture. That thought never occurred to me. Never occurred to me. Well, if the devil bothers so many people, why don't he bother you? He knows I know the Word. And just, you know, the devil gets tired. You know, the Bible calls the Word the sword of the Spirit. And I've taken that sword, you know, and put him on the run so much till he won't come around. He gets tired of that. Amen. And if you knew the Word, you wouldn't be bothered either with that. Are you listening to me? You would put him on the run with the Word. Amen. Because the Word is the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Well, you know, when it comes to salvation, I'd heard that preached, a new birth, so I'm born again. Child of God. Then I was healed, and I'll get into that in a moment, about how faith comes for healing. And I didn't know anybody in all the world, you know, personally, that believed in healing except me. I really thought I'd found something in the Bible didn't anybody else know anything about. There's nobody preaching healing on the radio. I didn't hear anybody. I was listening to radio, didn't have any TV. The churches I went to, there wasn't any full gospel, and if it said full gospel, it wouldn't mean a thing in the world to me. Church in our town. But thank God I was healed, and I witnessed to folks that I was healed. But then, the year after I was raised up from the bed of sickness, somebody came to our town, put up a tent, started a meeting, called it full gospel. Didn't mean a thing in the world to me. I didn't go to the services. I went back to high school and was finishing my school and then working in the church. I had something going almost every night. I worked with the youth. I taught Sunday school. I did anything, anywhere the door, anybody. I mean, if I attended some church, didn't make me. In fact, I was teaching Sunday school in a church I didn't even belong to. I belonged to First Baptist Church, and I was teaching Sunday school in East McKinney Christian Church. And they wanted me to pastor it at 18 years of age. And I spoke, you know, to the youth, Christian Endeavors, a youth movement among the disciples of Christ, you see. And wherever the door opened, somebody would see me on the street and said, Kenneth, so-and-so was supposed to speak to our youth group this week, our young people in our church, and we don't, something emergency had arisen, they can't make it. You know anybody we could get? I said, I sure do. Said, who is it? Me. Praise the Lord. Just volunteered. I'd go visit a church. I'm not a member there. And the pastor said, I remember one pastor, he said they wanted to do some work on the church, you see, carpenter work. And how many would volunteer? I was the first one volunteered. Glory to God. What? I said, wasn't your church? What? Oh, yes, they're in the family of God. If they're born again, they're in the family of God. Amen. If I attended somebody's church and they were looking for folks to help mow the yard, to sweep the floor, I'm the first one volunteered. See, if you'll do that, God will use you somewhere else. But if you're going to wait, oh, I couldn't do that. I'm going to wait. You know, God opens up something big. You'll be sitting around 100 years from now if you live that long. And if God did open something big, you couldn't do it anyhow. Because it takes big folks to be big, do big things. And big folks will do little things. Amen?
Amen.
Now, when I heard these full gospel people, though, believed in and preached divine healing, man, I just dropped everything. In fact, I canceled out something. I canceled this church work I had that night. It could be canceled. I canceled it and went. Man, when I found out they believed in divine healing, because I've been standing by myself alone as a teenager, I just welcomed with open arms. And we were just having a high heel of time of fellowship. And during the revival, there's 465 people saved. And the man preached healing, laid hands on folks, anointed them with oil. And they started the church. They built a tabernacle out of that. And these 465 members. And every chance I'd get, I'd go to their services. And it wasn't too long till the pastor that came, he started preaching about being baptized with the Holy Ghost and speaking in other tongues. Boy, I sure turned him off when I heard that. Because being good Baptist, I knew when you was born again, you have the Holy Ghost, and that's it, period. Well, that's partly true and partly untrue. You do have the Holy Ghost. He is in you, witnessing that you are a child of God. Hallelujah. But brother, sister, it's one thing to be born of the Spirit and another thing to be filled with the Spirit.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. This month, we're offering Kenneth Hagin's CD entitled The Joshua Generation. We're also offering Craig Hagin's message, Put on All the Armor of God. Next is Lynette Hagin's teaching, What Should We Be Focusing On? And last is Denise Hagin Burns' message, Anchor Moments. All these items at the special price of $20. Call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. Again, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Camp meeting coming up very quickly.
Oh, yes.
July the 21st through the 26th. It starts on a Sunday night, 6 yeah. p.m.
And then yeah, on Monday. Sunday night it's at 6 p.m., uh-huh. but Monday through Friday,
yes.
it's at 10 a.m., 2:30 p.m. and 7:30 p.m.
That's right.
And there is summer blitz for the teenagers, 6th through the 12th grade. There's children's ministry, infants through 5th grade.
Yes.
The night services only.
Yes.
But let me tell you what, that summer blitz is like a youth camp.
It is.
And it is great. In fact, many, many churches use it as their youth camp.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, just go to rhema.org/CM and find out all about it.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth E. Hagin with his teaching, The ABCs of Bible Faith. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.